Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, describing your perfect getaway from the city. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the challenge of describing their ideal escape from urban life. This topic is not only common in IELTS speaking tests, but also highly relevant to our modern lifestyle. In this guide, we'll explore how to excel in answering questions about a place where you go to get away from the city across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about places you like to visit or your preferences for relaxation. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you prefer spending time in the city or countryside? Band 6-7. Answer. I generally prefer the countryside. It's more peaceful and has fresher air compared to the city. I find it relaxing to be surrounded by nature. Band 8-9. Answer. While I appreciate the conveniences of urban life, I'm particularly drawn to the tranquility of the countryside. The unspoiled natural beauty and the slower pace of life there offer a much-needed respite from the hustle and bustle of city living. It's not just about the fresher air, it's the entire atmosphere that I find rejuvenating. How often do you go to places outside the city? Answer. I try to get out of the city at least once a month. It's important for me to take a break from the busy city life regularly. Band 8-9 answer. I make a concerted effort to escape the urban environment on a regular basis, typically aiming for at least one excursion every few weeks. These trips are integral to maintaining my work-life balance and mental well-being. I find that even short breaks from the city can be incredibly restorative. Part 2, Long-Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a place where you go to get away from the city. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you like going there. Band 6-7 sample answer. The place I like to go to get away from the city is a small lake about 2 hours' drive from where I live. It's surrounded by forests and mountains, which makes it very peaceful. I try to go there at least once every 2 or 3 months, usually for a weekend. When I'm there, I enjoy hiking around the lake, fishing, and sometimes camping if the weather is good. In the evenings, I like to sit by the campfire and look at the stars. I really like going there because it's so different from the city. The air is fresh and it's very quiet. You can only hear natural sounds like birds and the wind in the trees. It helps me relax and forget about work stress. It's also a great place to spend time with friends or family away from technology and city distractions. Band 8-9. Sample answer. The place I gravitate towards when seeking respite from the urban jungle is a secluded alpine lake nestled in the mountains, approximately a 2-hour drive from my residence. This pristine body of water is enveloped by dense coniferous forests and majestic snow-capped peaks, creating an awe-inspiring natural amphitheater. I make it a point to retreat to this sanctuary at least once every couple of months, typically for an extended weekend. My activities there are deliberately chosen to reconnect with nature and disconnect from the digital world. I often embark on invigorating hikes around the lake's perimeter, occasionally trying my hand at fly fishing in its crystal-clear waters. When the weather permits, I set up camp, allowing me to fully immerse myself in the wilderness experience. As twilight descends, I find profound joy in gathering around a crackling campfire, gazing up at the star-studded sky, a sight often obscured by city lights. The allure of this place lies in its stark contrast to urban life. The air is crisp and invigorating, filled with the fragrant scent of pine. The pervasive silence is broken only by the gentle lapping of waves against the shore, the melodious calls of various bird species, and the rustling of leaves in the breeze. This sensory experience serves as a powerful antidote to the cacophony of city life, allowing me to shed the accumulated stress and mental clutter of my daily routine. Moreover, it provides an ideal backdrop for quality time with loved ones, free from the constant distractions of technology and the frenetic pace of urban living. In essence, these trips are not just escapes, they're vital recalibrations of my mental and emotional state. Follow-up questions. How has this place changed over the years? Band 6-7? Answer. The lake area has changed a bit over the years. There are more camping facilities now, and the trails are better maintained. However, it's still quite natural and not too developed. Band 8-9 answer. While the fundamental character of the area remains largely unspoiled, there have been some noteworthy developments over the years. The local authorities have implemented a series of carefully considered improvements, such as enhancing the trail network and expanding camping facilities. These changes have been executed with a light touch, aiming to strike a delicate balance between improving accessibility and preserving the area's natural integrity. Fortunately, these modifications have not detracted from the location's inherent charm and tranquility. Do you think it's important for city dwellers to have access to nature? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's very important. Nature helps people relax and reduce stress. It's good for both physical and mental health to spend time in natural environments regularly. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that access to nature is absolutely crucial for urban residents. In our increasingly urbanized world, the ability to escape into natural settings serves as a vital counterbalance to the stresses of city life. Exposure to nature has been scientifically proven to have numerous benefits, including stress reduction, improved mental health, and enhanced physical well-being. Moreover, it fosters a deeper connection with our environment, potentially leading to greater ecological awareness and conservation efforts. Regular interaction with nature can provide city dwellers with a much-needed perspective shift, reminding us of our place within the larger ecosystem and rejuvenating our spirits in ways that urban environments simply cannot replicate. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Q. How do you think urbanization affects people's connection to nature? Band 6-7. Answer. Urbanization often makes it harder for people to connect with nature. Many people in cities don't have easy access to natural areas, which can make them feel disconnected from the environment. This might lead to less concern about environmental issues. Band 8-9. Answer. Urbanization has undeniably altered our relationship with nature in profound ways. As cities expand and consume more land, people find themselves increasingly isolated from natural environments. This physical separation often translates into a psychological disconnect, where urban dwellers may become desensitized to the natural world and its rhythms. This estrangement can have far-reaching consequences. For one, it may lead to a diminished appreciation for environmental issues, as people fail to see the direct impact of their actions on ecosystems they rarely encounter. Moreover, this disconnection can contribute to various mental health issues, as humans are inherently attuned to natural settings. However, it's worth noting that many cities are recognizing this issue and are actively working to integrate more green spaces into urban planning. Initiatives like urban parks, rooftop gardens, and vertical forests are attempts to bridge this gap and bring nature back into our daily lives. These efforts, while not a complete solution, do offer some mitigation to the nature deficit often experienced in urban environments. Q. What measures can governments take to preserve natural areas near cities? Band 6-7. Answer. Governments can create protected areas or national parks near cities. They can also make rules to limit construction in these areas. Additionally, they could invest in maintaining these natural spaces and educate people about their importance. Band 8-9. Answer. Governments have a multifaceted role to play in preserving natural areas proximate to urban centers. First and foremost, they can implement and enforce robust zoning laws that designate certain areas as protected. This could involve creating buffer zones around cities where development is either prohibited or strictly regulated. Furthermore, governments can allocate resources towards the acquisition of land for conservation purposes, effectively creating green belts or nature reserves that serve as ecological sanctuaries and recreational spaces for urban residents. These areas could be managed as national or regional parks, ensuring their long-term preservation. Another crucial aspect is the implementation of environmental impact assessments for any proposed developments near natural areas. This helps ensure that urban expansion doesn't unduly encroach upon vital ecosystems. Governments can also incentivize conservation through tax breaks or subsidies for landowners who maintain natural habitats on their property. This approach leverages private land for public environmental benefit. Lastly, public education initiatives are vital. By fostering an appreciation for these natural spaces among urban populations, governments can cultivate a sense of stewardship that motivates citizens to actively participate in conservation efforts. This could include school programs, community engagement projects, and awareness campaigns that highlight the ecological and social value of preserving these natural areas. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Pristine, adjective, pristine, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, the lake's pristine waters reflected the surrounding mountains perfectly. Rejuvenate, verb, rejuvenate, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, a weekend in the countryside always rejuvenates me after a stressful week. Sanctuary, noun, sanctuary, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the forest became my sanctuary, away from the noise and chaos of the city. Immerse, immerse, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, I love to immerse myself in nature when I visit the countryside. Tranquility, tranquility, the quality or state of being calm. Example, the tranquility of the lakeside cottage was a welcome change from city life. Disconnect, verb, disconnect, to separate or detach. Example, it's important to disconnect from technology occasionally and enjoy nature. Urbanization, noun, urban, the process of making an area more urban. Example, rapid urbanization has led to a decrease in natural habitats around many cities. Preservation, noun, the act of keeping something in its original state. Example, the preservation of natural areas near cities is crucial for maintaining biodiversity. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a place to get away from the city, focus on the following. Vocabulary range. Use a variety of descriptive words and phrases. Don't just say a place is nice or beautiful. Be specific about what makes it special. Fluency and coherence. Practice speaking about your chosen place without long pauses. Organize your thoughts logically using connective phrases to link your ideas. Pronunciation. Pay attention to the correct stress and intonation, especially for less common words related to nature and relaxation. Grammatical range and accuracy. Use a mix of simple and complex sentence structures. Be careful with your tenses, especially when describing past experiences or hypothetical situations. Development of ideas. Don't just list facts about the place. Explain why it's important to you, how it makes you feel, and connect it to broader themes like work-life balance or environmental conservation. Authentic responses. While it's good to prepare, your answers should sound natural, not memorized. Be ready to adapt your prepared ideas to the specific questions asked. Remember, practice is key. Try describing different places you enjoy visiting, focusing on engaging all the senses in your descriptions. This will help you build a rich vocabulary and improve your ability to speak fluently about various locations and experiences. For more practice and tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a place where you go to unwind after a stressful day. Describe a place where you would like to go on holiday. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to excel in describing your perfect getaway from the city in your IELTS speaking test.